As we reported earlier in the programme, a resident at the City West Accommodation Centre in Dublin was assaulted on Tuesday, the same night that around 2,000 people attended a protest which turned violent later that night. The former hotel in Sagard is home to Ukrainian families and people seeking international protection. In a statement to Morning Ireland, the Department of Justice has said a resident of City West was assaulted on Tuesday evening. He attended hospital for his injuries and has since returned to the centre, where he's receiving assistance from our welfare team as he recovers. The victim's roommate, also an asylum seeker at City West, outlined what happened to our reporter Andrew Louth.
It was a 65 years old man. He was also an asylum seeker. And when I saw the situations, he was all out of blood. His left leg was too bad injuries, he was assaulted badly. It was, eight to seven, nine stitches on his left leg. It was very bad injuries.
One man in City West talking to our reporter, Andrew Louth. Nick Henderson is with us, the CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Nick Henderson, good morning.
Good morning.
What contact have you or the people you work with have had with people living in City West this week?
Yeah, we've tried to make contact with the people we're supporting in City West. We know that there are some members of our young people's program who are living there. We've also, through colleagues, had contact with people. We've had one person, say, for example, who's a mum, that their children haven't been out to school and don't want to go to school since the beginning of the week. We are a very busy, stretched service, so that work in terms of contacting them will probably continue into next week. So we're really concerned about the situation of people there. What happened to the man you've just heard from is shocking, but unfortunately it doesn't surprise us, given what we saw on our TV screens on Tuesday and to a lesser extent Wednesday.
What about the other people here looking for international protection? Are they affected by what's happening in City West, the scenes that have been shown very widespread in the last few days?
Yeah, they certainly are. You don't have to spend long at all, literally minutes online, to see significant amounts of hatred towards people seeking protection. It's a monetized hatred as well. There's a good article in the Irish Times today, which you've already reported on, that sets that out. There's recorded incidents of racism, an increase in recorded incidents of racism. The Human Rights Commission have recorded that in September. We know, and we seem to have drifted a little from our memory, but there was 31 fires against locations where it were due to accommodate people. So fear is within the community. Let's also reflect sometimes that hate does speak louder than solidarity and love, but only for a short term. What has occurred this week is a tragedy, and that tragedy began on Monday. And now the hard work begins, good community work, good local and national political leadership, and listening and engaging with communities. There's also many, many really fantastic stories of welcome, communities stepping up to welcome people across the country, and they shouldn't be forgotten.
Some people living in Sagard and near City West, speaking to many reporters in recent days, telling them that they're not happy about the scale of the operation in City West and the effect they say it's having on their area. What do you think?
Yeah, this wouldn't be the first time that communities have said that an amenity has been taken away. And I think that the responsibility for communicating why that is necessary lies with government. City West is a crucial part of the state's international protection infrastructure. People from Ukraine seeking refugee status and temporary protection, the processing of applications. And since November of last year, the processing in particular of applications from families and children. There are devices that the state can use. There's the Community Support Fund. Not heard much about that recently, but that's a device that could be used. But as I said, there's going to be a huge amount of tough, good but really important community work going forward. Just to reflect on the most important voice this week was the local school principal, I believe, who said, whether you're here from Tala or the other side of the world, you're a human being with a beating heart and you're welcome here. And that's a message for us all to take forward.
Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, thank you for speaking with us. 8:31, Kate Carolyn has the latest news.